Democratic Republic of Congo is boiling over with election protests. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So when a nation is broiling with unrest, can the next generation bring the true peace of Christ? We've also got a story about how your God-given gifts and talents can be used in ministry. Your spiritual gift could even boost Bible translation. We're talking about how you can pray, give, or go with news from around the world, starting with the city of Kinshasa, which is the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's been the epicenter of violent clashes for the last couple of days. Protesters are decrying dirty elections, and dozens of people have been killed. Every Child Ministry's Lorella Rouster says they haven't heard from their ministry partners there.
We have read that everything is closed down, so it's very likely that they're unable to get to the internet, and also probably pretty dangerous to move around the city.
But turmoil in the DRC isn't new. In the midst of it all, ECM is pouring into the next generation with the deeper truths and love of Christ.
That involves ministering Jesus to them on the street, helping some get off the street by providing vocational training. And it also involves a project we call Restore a Family, where we intervene with families on behalf of street children and get them reconnected.
For now,
certainly pray that a solution will be found to the unrest there. Unrest connected with elections is not such an unusual thing in Congo. But, you know, when it shuts down a big city with millions like Kinshasa, that's pretty serious. So pray that gospel workers will be safe and pray that God will continue to work in the lives of the street children.
And the Philippines faces a variety of religious issues, persecution not the least of them. Plus, there are problems within the church, too. Joe Handley of Asian Access is excited to announce the expansion of ministry into the Philippines, where in recent years, the church experienced a rift over a political election.
A few years ago, right as Asian Access was sensing maybe God would be calling us there, just as we were making our first trip into the country, those two movements actually came back together, reconciled, and said, we need to be working together again.
Asian Access wants to encourage reconciliation, aid church planting, and provide training to cover topics currently missing in the Filipino Christian leadership training, namely character and personal walk with Jesus.
Those are the elements that are, you know, treated throughout Asian Access in a way that helps bolster the church. It strengthens the life of a pastor. It strengthens his walk with God. It strengthens the life of his marriage and then his family. And from that strength, from the deep rootedness in Christ, his character begins to change.
It's a big undertaking. And as they begin this new adventure, they're asking if you'll walk alongside them in prayer. So everything we've talked about today deals with obedience. And admit it, when you hear that word, you think of a child, right? This next story shows the value of obedience as adults. When God called Wendy and Derwin Penson to adopt three kids, they did. When he asked them to leave their paid positions at Wycliffe USA to become stateside missionaries for the ministry, they did. Derwin says,
trusting him in that endeavor was all faith. And trusting him as we move towards a membership to become missionaries here, that too is another step towards that faith. And it's just trusting him in all things.
Wendy and Derwin bleed passion for Bible translation. They're still raising support, so if you want to help them financially or prayerfully, we've got some details at missionnews.org. But more than anything, they want you to consider where you might fit in.
He might be calling each of us to do something different, but I believe we all have a part to play. We all have something to contribute. Prayerfully ask God, how would you have me get involved? And then be obedient. And I believe in that obedience, you will be blessed beyond anything in your wildest imagination, because I can say for a fact that we have been blessed in that way.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems pretty hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.